With your Sports Authority Sports Ticker, I'm Neil McManus on 107.7 WNSA.
107.7 NSA.
This is a no-lose proposition for the city of Buffalo.
It's sports talk for smart people.
I didn't even mention the note about Ed Kilgore's turtlenecks yet.
The Mike Shope Show.
Golly jeekers, I sometimes scare myself with the profundity of all of this.
Sure.
Now, here's your host.
If you must leave him in your car, put him in a locked trunk.
Mike Shope.
Woo!
All right, thank you. Welcome, everybody. Isn't this exciting? 4 hours of entertainment, information, and other things. 626-1077. I thought today what we would do is I would tell you the phone number, and then we would take actual calls from listeners. I think that's actually wasn't my idea. I got to admit, it was Steve Cishan's idea. I think it's a great idea. Steve, it's good to have you back today, wearing the more traditional necktie rather than the bow tie. One might say Steve eschewed the bow tie this afternoon. I would never say that. People don't know what that means, but some people would say it. Steve is here. Steve, what did we learn yesterday? Well, among other things, we learned that the 4th of July means a lot of things to a lot of people. Blue-collar people, mostly. We learned that. That was exciting. Oh, and if we didn't know it already, Hashioki is all the freaking rage in this town. Let me tell you, I'm proud of how this show has developed and grown and how it sounds almost every day, but this is the first thing we have ever said or done. That if I go somewhere, last night I was out at the Barrel House, and people just want to know what the deal is with Hashioki. I even find some people who doubt the authenticity of those must be the people who were in that 10% that don't know the name of the first president or something from that Washington Post article. But there are actually those among us, no names here, that actually wonder, geez, it sounds like maybe you guys are making it up, that there's some kind of an impressionist, some kind of Fred, who's that over there? Fred Travellina, I can't see so good, doing voices, and that the Hashioki tapes are not real. But Steve, again, I don't get my fingers on them. He won't let me touch them, but Steve assures me that these are actual tapes.
Frankly, Mike, I mean, that hurts my pride. This is what I do. And to say that I would present something that isn't factual, that isn't real, that isn't credible, I mean, that really hurts my... It's a good thing you didn't tell me that earlier. I may have just, really gotten angry.
Especially with that necktie. Who knows what might have happened next?
Yep, that's right.
Well, I find it to be... personally, I take it as an insult by association. Because maybe with some of these other Cracker Jacks, Steve, on different shows that he's produced over the years, might have actually tried a stunt like that. Radio guys like to use the word bit. Like there's a, well, we're going to have this bit. How about you stand on your head until the Bills win a game or something? You know, like they have these brilliant ideas for bits. This is no bit. We just found them, and they're cleaning them out. So we're playing them, and Steve says he's got another one, another Hashioki today. We hope you haven't missed the three so far. They've been outstanding, as Dominic has. He's a Sean Tuz, Dominic. Lady, thank you. Lady Marmalade, and then Cotton Eye Joe and the Cheers theme. And, Steve, you got a fourth version picked out today. We'll hear that today. We'll also have the Hall of Fame vote. I've got to tell you first, I want to talk a lot about the Bills today. In this business, here's another one of those inside references that you hate, that I hate hearing other people do, so who am I? 626-1077. We'll get back to the Bills, but here it is. Today's – Steve, you got a good one today? One of your favorites? Did you pick it right off the top, or did you dig right in there? Right off the top, but you like it, you've heard it, just to make sure that there's no swearing. Good. Well, here it is, everyone. Today's installment of Hashioki. Let's watch.
Let's go, girls. I'm going out tonight. I'm feeling all right. I'm going to let it all hang out. I want to make some noise. Really raise my voice. Yeah, I want to scream and shout. No inhibitions, I make no conditions. I get a little out of line. I ain't going to act politically correct. I only want to have a good time. The best thing about being a woman is the prerogative to have a little fun and, I don't know, go totally crazy. Forget I'm a lady. Men's shirts, short skirts, I know, though. Really go wild and doing it in style. I know, no. Get in the action. Feel the attraction.
Sure.
Color my hair, do what I dare. I know, no. Wanna be free, I feel the way I feel. Man, I feel like a woman.
Steve, you're right. That was a good one. Good Fortune. That's right on the top of the pile. You wonder if somebody, before we could get their hands on them, put the best ones on top. I hope not.
But you know, I've listened to a few of them. And,
have you?
That
was excellent.
They're all right.
That was excellent. What is that, Shania Twain?
Shania Twain.
Again, I have to say this. You have to, you might not enjoy it. You might not appreciate Hashioki in terms of its aesthetic beauty. But you've got to say something about the guy's depth and his range. I don't mean his vocal range, which, you know, speaks for itself. But the fact that the guy can do disco, Lady Marmalade, we heard that right off the hop on Monday. Cotton Eye Joe. I mean, are you kidding? With Cotton Eye Joe? Whoever thought? If anybody was at the karaoke bar when you saw, do we know yet if it was just
in
his
basement?
I don't
know. It's kind of hard to tell. You can't really tell from
the
tape.
It's very good quality.
It is. Almost studio quality.
No, it's very good quality, but you wonder, maybe somebody was out there in the community watching him do it. I imagine when he puts in for Cotton Eye Joe and gets down like that, that's outstanding. Then the theme from Cheers, an awkward choice, but again, it speaks to his diversity.
Yeah, and then the crossover country pop classic today. I feel like a
country
woman.
Pop classic. Shania Twain would appreciate that.
I'm sure she would.
I feel like
I was talking
woman.
About Shania, not the song.
Oh, okay. Well, that was outstanding. Thank you for playing that, Steve, and maybe you can play it again some other time.